All right, well, let's turn in our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 26. Give you something from the Scripture tonight. Very familiar passage of Scripture, but there's something about this passage tonight that I'd like us to concentrate on. It's in Isaiah chapter 26. The passage of Scripture we're going to see tonight is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. There's a lot in this passage of Scripture. I'm reminded of it, often have to bring it to the attention of somebody that's overly stressed out or worried or concerned or troubled about the perfect peace. But notice in the middle, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose, look at this, mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. And tonight I'd like to talk to you about your mind stayed on Jesus. When you pray in your private devotions, when you read your Bible in your private Bible reading time, you need to keep your mind stayed on Jesus. And that can be harder to do than you think, or if you've tried it long enough, you're like, yeah, preacher, you're exactly right. We really need to do that. Our time with the Lord in prayer and Bible reading must be three things. It must be three things. First of all, it must be undivided, undivided. Have you ever sat down with somebody and said to them, give me your undivided attention? What you're saying is, I need you to concentrate exclusively on me and what I'm getting ready to tell you. I don't need you with your mind wandering on something else or divided about how you feel concerning what I'm going to tell you. I need your undivided attention. When you come to the Lord in prayer, when you come to the Lord in your private devotions and your Bible reading, your time with Him, first of all, should be undivided. Your thoughts and your affections must be on Him, whose mind is stayed on thee. So often, it's not that way. So often, we're distressed about something. So often, we are thinking about something. So often we're feeling something. So often there's not that real communion with the Lord because it's simply part of what we have conditioned ourselves to do or disciplined ourselves to do. Get up in the morning, read and pray. There should be conscious fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, conscious communion with God in prayer. You know, when you approach the Lord, or when I approach the Lord with something that's already on our mind, the problem is you can discern your thoughts, but you can't discern His thoughts. And if He's trying to show you something in prayer or show you something in your Bible reading, you're not going to get it if your mind is occupied with your thoughts while you're reading. Everybody in here, no doubt, can testify of something that I've struggled with and you've struggled with. You can read over a passage, a column, several verses, an entire page, and you've got to go back and reread it because you really didn't get it when you were reading it. Your mind was occupied, preoccupied. It just happens. We need to come to this time with the Lord and really tell ourselves, wait a minute, for right now, God gets my exclusive attention. He may be trying to impress something on my mind from the Scripture that He wants me to know, or something going on in my life that He wants to talk to me about from the Scripture, and I cannot be preoccupied with my own thoughts. If you are preoccupied with your own thoughts, you're going to read your thoughts into the text, your thoughts into prayer, and your mind is going to be on your thoughts rather than on the person you're reading about and the person with whom you're communing. I'll tell you what, I've said it before, but I'll say it again. This is a great reason why not to check your email, your text, or your social media, or your news when you first wake up. If you go there first, you're going to be thinking about what you saw, particularly if you see something there that you don't like or something that disturbs you. If you go to that news, you go to that email, you go to that text, you go to the media, whatever that is, before you sit down to read, your mind is already going to be occupied with some of the stuff you've seen. When you wake up in the morning and you've been asleep for a period of time and your mind is fresh, generally it's not so occupied with things, unless you're already really stressed out and you didn't sleep well that night and you wake up with it on your mind. Generally not. If you can get Bible in there first, Jesus in there first, communion with the Lord first, it is really going to affect how the rest of your day goes. He should be your priority. First things first, Jesus and time with the Lord. So your time with the Lord, first of all, should be undivided. He says, mind is stayed on thee. You're not going to get your mind stayed on the Lord if your attention is divided. Secondly, your time with the Lord must be undistracted. Not only undivided, but undistracted. When you sit down to read, or you posture yourself to pray, and we all have different postures. Some of you pray sitting down. Some of you pray kneeling down. Some of you pray prostrate on the ground. Some of you pray standing up. Some pray walking. Whatever way your approach to the Lord is, that posture of prayer, you've got to get rid of the distractions. You've got to get rid of the things that can pop up in the middle of that time of communion and catch your attention. If you wear a smartwatch and you have it set for notifications, promise you, you're going to get a notification when you start to read your Bible. if you're inclined to look, you have now been distracted. You've been taken away momentarily from something, and when you come back to it, the train of thought that you had has been broken. Or the train of the thought that the Lord wanted you to have has been broken. It would be a great way for the devil to interfere in this private time that you have with the Lord, to send you something he knows is going to distract you just long enough to miss it. So the phone and the smartwatch and the email, if the computer's nearby, those things are going to become opportunities for distraction, even if the devil's not involved in it. And I don't think every time you get a phone call in the middle of prayer that you're being tormented by the devil. I'm not going to blame him for everything that goes on like that in our lives. But hey, are you not living in a world that is filled with distractions already? You don't need that in your private space. When the Lord tells his disciples, don't be like the Pharisees and put it on public display, he says to them, go in your closet. I envision when they're in their closet, there's not much in there to distract them. It's quiet. It's peaceful. It's away from other noises. Nearby noises are going to get your attention. And obviously, if it's a child crying because it's a problem, that noise should get your attention. I'm not suggesting you, oh, you're in there dying? Okay, go ahead and die. I'll see you in heaven. I'm tied up with this right now. But we're pretty much conditioned. I know that. You're talking to people, carrying on a pretty robust conversation. They get a notification on the phone, and they give it that. They give it that look. That's just the world in which we live. So if you're walking and praying, things you see can draw your eye and mind away from the Lord. Noises can do it. Just get yourself in a situation or a place where those are eliminated to the degree they can be. I'd say husbands and wives raising small children, It would be a really good idea for dad to say, okay, I'll watch the kid for a while so you can have some time with the Lord. And then mom, of course, is going to be the principal one with the child, right? But okay, give her some time to get alone with God. Because as soon as she gives undivided attention to the Lord, that kid's going to be like, hey, I still live here. Okay. All right, now you can be easily distracted by thoughts of things you need to do today and things you remember to do that you don't want to forget. You're in the middle of reading and your mind's going to get, oh man, I got to remember to go by the pharmacy, or I got to remember to go by the store, or oh, I'm supposed to call oh so and so. That's going to happen. And what you want to do is you've got to be able to try to eliminate those distractions, because no priority exceeds your time with the Lord. Shouldn't. So if you're prone to that, keep a notepad handy. You say, well, I don't even know how to use a notepad anymore. Everything goes on my phone notes. Well, as soon as you open the phone to put the note in there and you've got somebody texting you, you're going to be drawn to that. I'm just saying, anything, just jot the note down, call Bill, and go back to your reading, because otherwise that becomes the priority. Undivided, undistracted, and then finally, uninterrupted. If you're going to get your mind stayed on the Lord, your mind has to be uninterrupted. You know, when you sit down to read, read. When you sit down to read, read. And some of you do that very well. Some of us can't sit still very long. You sit down to read, and 5 minutes later, you're in the refrigerator, and then you come back to read more, and then you're in the pantry, and then you come back to read more, and then you're in the sink, and then you come back to read more, and then you're back in the refrigerator. Yes or no? And so what you want to do is discipline yourself not to get up to go do something before you have finished your time with the Lord. Same thing, you're reading, and all of a sudden you're reading, and you should be reading, but you've seen something now. And you're like, oh, I got to find out about that. And you turn your computer on or your phone on, and you start searching for something that caught your attention. You're reading. Make a note, but keep reading. The Lord is trying to speak with you out of His words, not follow you through your rabbit trail on something that just caught your attention in the Bible that you got to go figure out what this is. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? It's easy. Oh, that's my favorite. And you start running. There's time when you just sit still and meditate, and God begins to show you things that He wants you to see that are very personal, very much for you, very deep for your understanding. You can't be chasing your thing while you're trying to do that. You know, and if someone comes in while you're reading or praying, ask them to wait till you're through. If someone wants to talk or text, schedule a time to return the call. Get to this. Stay with this. You know, you have to learn, we have to learn to settle in for uninterrupted time with the Lord in prayer and Bible reading. That's why it's a good idea to say, you know what, for the next 30 minutes, for the next whatever period of time, this time is God's and nothing is going to break this. God gets my undivided attention here, my uninterrupted attention here, my undistracted attention here. It takes discipline, particularly if you're ADD or ADHD or HDHD or ADDHDAD, to sit still and get it. And I say that because everybody, we've got some touch of this. I don't say that to ridicule people that have that issue. It just means it takes a lot more discipline. I'm going to sit still and concentrate on what I'm doing here. You know, if everybody in your family knows that you spend time with the Lord at this time of day, they're going to learn to leave you alone. And if your friends know, and you're not telling them so you can brag and boast, that you spend this time of day alone with the Lord, they're not going to bother you. They'll let you have your time. So we live in a day and an age where we're constantly dealing with distractions and interruptions. Would you agree with that? Yeah. And it's hard to give undivided attention to the Lord. So you have to work at keeping your mind stayed on Jesus. If you do, you are going to reap the blessing of perfect peace. That's what he said. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. You will reap that benefit. Your mind will slow down. Your mind will concentrate, or they say today, focus. Your fellowship with the Lord will be rich. Your life will benefit from it. And then when other distractions come up after you've had that time with the Lord, he then becomes the principal source of your stability and not the ever-changing environment in which you live. And that is very important. Wouldn't you agree? Father, thank you for showing us tonight three very simple things that we should incorporate in our Bible reading and prayer time with you. Undistracted, uninterrupted, undivided time with you. It's all on you when we get to spend that time together. Please help us to do it. In Jesus' name, amen.